listener production.
Hello, Kate Smithers with your news briefing. The federal government's industrial relations changes are set to become law after it struck a deal with independent Senator David Pocock. The deal includes stronger protections for small and medium-sized businesses, as well as an independent review of JobSeeker. Despite copping backlash, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the workplace deal a huge day for working people, insisting the new laws will get wages moving.
This is a sensible proposition, and Labor's been prepared to sit down with business, with unions, with the crossbench, with civil society to work through the legislation to ensure that any improvements that can be offered have been taken up.
Daniel Andrews has claimed an historic third term as Victoria's Premier. Not only was the ALP able to retain at-risk seats, early results have a handful of electorates switching from blue to red. Meanwhile, the Liberal Party is on the hunt for a new leader, with Matthew Guy confirming he is stepping down from the role. The SES has issued 65 warnings across New South Wales's central west, with the town of Condobolin being told to evacuate due to floodwaters. Overseas, in Greta Thunberg has joined hundreds in a lawsuit against the Swedish government, alleging inaction from the country on the issue of climate change. And we're being warned the price of beer could soar before Christmas. The barley harvest has been severely impacted by floods on the east coast.